Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Been a lot of back and forth over where the Bears' new stadium is going to be built. Some shockwaves as the team announced they're considering other spots, including Northwest Indiana, to get some reaction. We're joined now live by Illinois House Speaker Chris Welch. Speaker, good to have you here. I guess what was your gut reaction when you heard that announcement from the Bears?
Well, when Kevin called me the other day, I was a bit surprised by it. You know, the Chicago Bears are an iconic Illinois institution, and for more than a century, they've been part of our state's identity, our economy, and our culture. And certainly Illinois wants them to stay, and their fan base wants them to stay. And I was a little disappointed that Kevin called to pull the same ploy that the Kansas City Chiefs are using on the state of Missouri.
Speaker Welch, you're speaking of the phone call. How about the letter, the open letter he sent out to fans and, you know, publicly released? Have you seen the letter and your thoughts on what was contained in that letter?
Maya, I've seen the letter, and I know a lot of loyal fans were disappointed by the letter as well. I think that rather than sending out that letter to their dedicated season ticket holders, they should continue working with us. You know, Illinois remains committed to being a very strong partner with the Chicago Bears. You know, I'm a huge Bears fan. I know the governor and the Senate president and several legislators are. They have to continue working with us. I have spoken with Kevin several times. I've also spoke with George McCaskey and Ted Phillips before. You know, this is something that you have to continue to have conversations and try to find consensus on. At the end of the day, what I have shared with the Bears is that timing is everything, especially in the state of Illinois when people are dealing with affordability crisis. They're talking about, you know, grocery prices, rent, utility bills, property taxes. It would be tone deaf if we were focused on providing public money for billionaires to build a stadium.
In light of the economy, are you saying there's still some negotiating room? There's still something to be done? Or do you think because of the economy, you're kind of where you are as far as the state goes?
State participated in the Bears renovating their stadium that they're currently in not even 25 years ago. They went into that stadium in September of 2003, and here we are in 2025 going into 26, and the Bears are trying to leverage the state of Indiana, a state that's not very friendly to labor, a state that's not very friendly to working people, against Illinois. This is a state that's been good to the Bears. It's been good to the McCaskies, and it's been a good partnership. I think you have to continue the conversations, but I also understand the situation that the legislature is in. it would be tone deaf for us to ignore the affordability crisis that's been created by this president and Washington Republicans. We have to understand that people are struggling to pay for groceries and pay for rent and pay for everyday essentials. We have to figure out a way that we have to take taxpayers and everyone into account when you have these types of conversations.
You know, and Speaker Welch, you're speaking of the affordability crisis and everything. Have you heard directly from constituents who said, either way, we want you to find the money for the Bears, or we don't want you to find the money for the Bears. We need it for everyday people.
I have been in a series of town hall meetings since we left in May, and the affordability crisis has been top of mind of everyone. Since the Bears made this announcement on Wednesday, I've received one email from a concerned Bears fan. They didn't even sign their name or where they're from to say keep the Bears in Chicago. But I've heard from hundreds of people who are talking about the prices of rent, the prices of groceries and property taxes and things of that nature. And so as a legislator, I have to listen to what the people are saying. People love the Bears. They're Bears fans. But what they're also telling us is it's not the time to talk about public financing for stadiums.
I'm interested in how you navigate this politically, because you're the speaker of the whole state, and yet you have city reps and suburban reps and downstate reps, and you know they all have different constituents. So how do you navigate that?
You listen to them, and I got to tell you, not even city reps are advocating for spending public dollars on the Bears right now, and certainly not folks outside of Chicago. And so as a leader of the entire state, as a leader of the largest caucus in modern history, I have to listen to them first. And right now, that's not a top priority. When they're knocking on doors, people are talking about the affordability crisis. We just came out of veto session in October, and the things we address go directly to the affordability crisis, like an energy bill that'll help bring down the cost of utility bills in the short term and the long term, like transit. We had to address transit so people can get to and from work every day, so people didn't get laid off before the holiday season. You know, those are the things that we were focused on. We were focused on providing due process rights for people that are being illegally arrested and deported by Bovino and his thug ICE agents. Those are the things people want us focusing on. Those are the things they're telling us they want us to focus on. I told you since the announcement the other day, I received one email from a concerned Bears fan who didn't bother to sign their name saying keep the Bears in Chicago.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us this morning to share your thoughts. This is Illinois House Speaker Chris Welch. We appreciate your time.
We have traffic and weather together on the 8th just ahead, 8:37. News sponsored by the Griffin Museum of Science and Industry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.